What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Happy Monday. Hope you had an awesome weekend. I'm excited to start another week with you, covering the news so we can stay informed on what's happening around the world, all in 10 minutes time. So let's set the tone. Let's set the tempo for the week. Dig on deep and summon that Monday motivation. All right, we begin today with an historic funeral on Saturday for Pope Francis, who was laid to rest in Vatican City. Thousands of people from around the world gathered in St. Peter's Square to witness the ceremony, including current U.S. President Donald Trump and former President Joe Biden, the presidents of France, the Philippines, India, and Finland, as well as Prince William of Wales, attended the funeral in place of his father, King Charles of the United Kingdom. Our Clarissa Ward takes us through the day's solemn moments, followed by many of the more than 1 billion Catholics worldwide and others.
The Pope chose to be buried in a simple wooden coffin, a testament to the humble life Francis led.
Papa Francesco ha scelto di percorrere questa.
Despite his frailty and suffering towards the end, Pope Francis chose to follow this path of self-giving until the last day of his earthly life.
Some remembered his words, others how he made them feel.
He was not afraid to speak, and of according to me, in my opinion, he was always ready to give a voice to the voiceless.
All now feel the weight of his absence. Carried through the hallowed halls of St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis's coffin was prepared for its last journey. A historic one, through the city he served, and he left one final surprise. His coffin transported not in a hearse, but in his famous Popemobile. As the convoy crossed through Rome, some 150,000 mourners lined the streets, all hoping to catch a final glimpse of a pope they revered. In another break from centuries of tradition, his coffin was laid to rest in the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore. Awaiting him on the steps, a group of marginalized, invited specifically by the Pope to be among the last to say goodbye. He was then buried in a private ceremony. His papacy is now over, but it has left behind a mark that will not fade.
In an unexpected moment, just before the Pope's funeral, President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met in the Vatican to discuss the war with Russia. Ukraine released photos of the one-on-one encounter between the leaders, the first since a tense meeting at the White House in February. And President Zelensky thanked President Trump for what he called afterwards a, quote, good meeting. The White House says the talks were productive. President Trump followed that meeting with an unprecedented rebuke of Russian President Vladimir Putin, questioning Russia's attacks on civilians and posting on social media, quote, "It makes me think that maybe he doesn't want to stop the war. He's just tapping me along and has to be dealt with differently through banking or secondary sanctions. Too many people are dying," unquote. Pop quiz, hot shot. The team huddle was invented in the early days of what popular sport? Football, soccer, basketball, or volleyball? Answer is football. In 1894, a quarterback named Paul D. Hubbard, who played for the Gallaudet University football team, a university for the deaf in Washington, D.C., invented the huddle to prevent opposing teams from seeing his play calls in sign language. The NFL draft concluded over the weekend, finishing with the seventh round on Saturday. 257 college football players from across the nation saw their NFL dreams come true, being selected to one of the 32 NFL rosters. Some of you know I played 9 seasons in the NFL, was a team captain for the Buffalo Bills and Atlanta Falcons. Well, some of the TV shows here at CNN asked me to help viewers get an idea of what the emotional roller coaster is like during the NFL draft. Check it out. NFL draft day. I was more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I think that's the day I started losing all my hair. You don't know when you're going to get drafted. You don't know if you're going to get drafted. And if you do get drafted, you don't know what city you're going to be moving to. But at the end of the day, you don't care. You just hope your NFL dreams come true. The day I was drafted, I was at home on my couch in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania with the people who helped me get there. My mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my family, some of my closest friends. trying to just eat some chips and dip, pretend like everything was fine, but my heart was beaten out of my chest with every pick. And you see some of these teams who told you they're considering drafting you, they pick other people and you start thinking, oh man, is this going to happen? And then it happened. In the third round, phone rings, whole house gets silent. My head starts spinning. It was a friend calling saying, how you feeling? I said, I'll call you, don't call me. I hung up. My phone rings again. 97th pick in the 2002 draft. It was the Buffalo Bills asking, how'd you like to move to Buffalo? I start crying like a baby. Then I see my name pop up on the ticker. It was real. What a better place to be drafted, playing for Buffalo in front of some of the best fans on the planet. And I had never seen an NFL game in person until I stepped onto that field wearing a Bills helmet with that NFL logo. Dream come true. One great goal in life is to simply aim to be a little better today than we were yesterday. But that's not always easy, right? Especially when tough times hit. Well, one of the best ways to empower ourselves with knowledge and information to help us navigate tough times is to learn from those who've been through them before. And that's exactly what we're seeing in a new TikTok trend. The younger generation, which researchers have named Generation Z, are asking the generation that came before them, millennials, for some wisdom, specifically about money. When a country sees several months of high price tags on everyday items, jobs become harder to get, and people start spending less, we call that a recession. And while economists are warning a recession is possible at some point in 2025, millennials are telling teens this ain't our first rodeo. And they're sharing some of their tried and true tips for making it through.
Millennial here who graduated in 2009 during the Great Recession, and I wanted to weigh in on this conversation I've been seeing going around on social media about how we survived this time of great poverty and stress in our lives.
Millennials who were young adults during the Great Recession are sharing their wisdom on TikTok.
We don't panic during recessions, we prepare for them.
As Gen Z anxiously prepares for a downturn that economists warn could be triggered by President Trump's trade war.
So I just started seeing videos after video after video of Gen Z just feeling downtrodden, frustrated, very bleak and hopeless about the future. When I was going through the Great Recession in 2008, I didn't feel as hopeless and bleak. I was looking at my peer group, the people around me, and we were doing okay. We were all struggling, but we were in it together.
Number one, take whatever job you can get.
On TikTok, Sasha walked Gen Z through recession tips, like living below your means and deleting layaway payment platforms. Her biggest piece of advice, stop comparing yourself to others on social media.
Because of social media, I feel like Gen Z are living two vastly different experiences. You see the Gen Z that are like struggling and broke, and then you see the Gen Z who are on yachts and on planes, you know, Coachella. We're all in this together. The reality of the situation is the vast majority of us are struggling.
On a platform that encourages keeping up with the latest trends, many TikTokers are vowing to do one thing, lower their spending.
If you were an adult during the 2008 recession, can you tell me if my plan is good or not, or if I need to...
I am trying my hardest to not spend a lot of money on everything. My mindset is I want to do it and build a practice of doing it before I have to do it out of basic necessity. I'm basically choosing to go to local farmers markets and produce markets instead of a big box grocery store. I limit all subscriptions. If I can password share with my friends on apps, let's just share and not pay double the cost.
If you don't got it, you don't got it, and that's okay. Spend money, focus on the essentials, save as much as you can, and really prioritize and make sure you are living a life that feels good to you, not that looks good on social media.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a pair of hero Tennessee teens, Andy Goforth and Davin Hugg, were at the right place at the right time, heading home from school when they smelled smoke and found a fire had started at a nearby retirement community.
We pulled over here, and I heard the people screaming, and I didn't even think about it. I kind of just jumped out and like ran upstairs.
My first thought is, I remember my grandma lives in there.
I gotta go get grandma.
The teens called 911, but it turns out the fire department was on another call in another town. So it was gonna take them longer to get to this fire. Well, that's when the teams split up, each taking one floor of the building, braving thick smoke. They cleared out the residents still inside. Two residents were treated for burns, one for smoke inhalation. But thanks to these teens' quick, brave actions, everyone made it out of the building. Huge shout out to Mr. Goforth and Mr. Hug. Well done. And we have some more shout outs today. First, let's head to Bellevue, Nebraska and give a big old shout out to Mr. Mercer and all the scouts at Lewis and Clark Middle School. Rise up. And this shout out goes to Mr. Emery and all the Panthers at Usseton Junior and Senior High School in Usseton, Washington. You had a CNN 10 red and black day. We love the photo on social media and you all look really good in those ties. Thank you for making us part of your day. Let's have another great one and I'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.